go fish in Ontario, what .com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
GoFishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Nope-er.
Ron Quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Berry.
FishingOntario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
GoFishOntario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.GoFishInOntario.com.
Thank you. Thank you. See? Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis. The A-team is intact once more, guiding you, shepherding you through the outdoors. That's wonderful. Long, did I mention long Victoria Day weekend? Well, let me just tell you, it is going to be an absolutely wonderful one. Everybody is heading out of town, as it were, to their favorite locations in the outdoors. If you haven't picked one yet and you want to do some fishing, you might want to go to GoFishingOntario.com, baby. GoFishingOntario.com. Tell them what you're looking for, and they will make it magically appear, just like this next guest on the line with us right now. His name is David Wells, and he is the owner of Rock Island Lodge in the Wawa area. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Angelo.
Things well up north?
Things are just great. Do you remember coming up to Wawa, maybe visiting us about 12, 13 years ago?
I do, too.
It was quite spectacular because we actually got you and Pete Bowen into sea kayaks.
That's right. Remember that? That was fantastic. Whenever I see clips from that episode, I think, what was I doing? It was great. No, it was fantastic. You know, it's just one of the many things that can be done in your neck of the woods. I mean, folks normally, I would think too, and, you know, we certainly push that on them, but I would think most folks think about your area and certainly your operation as fishing mecca, and it is. And let's not downplay that. But there are so many more things that can be done up there. So, you know, anywhere along that north shore of Lake Superior, there are some adventures that are just, breathtaking that we don't even think of until we get up there. That was one of them. That sea kayaking thing is a great thing.
I'm really glad you enjoyed it. But just coming back to fishing for a moment, we've got the Mishpacot River flowing into Lake Superior right here in Wawa. And you're right, absolutely fantastic fishing. The steel, the water levels are not really that different this year from other years. Very different from the Muskoka area. I think the lake is up a little bit, but it's not really super significant.
So your schedule is pretty much intact for the opening of the season?
Yeah, Angela, we just opened this weekend. But what we're going to be doing next year on the fishing line is we're going to have steelhead fishing, four-day packages, about the first or second week of May when they're really flowing well.
Yeah, you guys have got, it's probably one of the best-kept steelhead secrets on the planet as far as I'm concerned. You guys have got spectacular. And what's great about your steelhead fishing is that unlike, and not to, poo-poo our steelhead fishing further south in the province, but you guys have got the backdrop. Like, you feel like you're steelhead fishing in your neck of the woods. You know what I mean? You got spectacular scenery all around you, and it's just a great, great form of angling. Absolutely. And so you're going to start that next year, you said, huh?
Yeah, we're going to start that next year. And I think, following on what you're saying, we've got a lot of fish and we don't have a lot of people. So you're not going to be shoulder to shoulder beating off other people fishing.
How about salmon? Is that sort of in your scope as well?
We're not into salmon, but Bucks Marina, just up the river, they run the Wawa Salmon Fishing Derby every year in August. But once you get in the river, it gets better through August, September, October. So the river is quite full of fish.
Yeah, you guys are so blessed.
I know.
Most of us have to put up with what's called shoulder seasons. And generally, that means it's a little slower. You're kind of winding thin. You guys are wall to wall. In terms of your fishery, there is no downtime for anything. It's just fish. And you're so blessed with that, man. It's spectacular. You mentioned kayaking. Obviously, that's one of the great adventures that you can have when you come up to a Rock Island Lodge. But there's a ton of other things you can do, too. Now, I want to talk to you about fishing, though, because that is what we're all about, right? Tell us about the operation. Folks might not be as familiar with it as I am. Tell them what to expect when you get there.
Yeah, so when you came up, Angelo, we were mostly a sea kayak operation, running sea kayak trips and Voyager canoe trips. And when I say Voyager canoe, I mean a 36-foot monster, 5 feet wide, carries about 14 people and about a pickup truck full of gear. Mm-hmm. From that time, we expanded a little bit. We have a small lodge B&B operation going, four rooms only, and a big room facing out west on Lake Superior.
Nice.
So in addition, the fishing is new to us. It'll be new to us next year. And we're actually bringing in a guide who really knows what he's doing, Jesse White. Mm-hmm. But we have all kinds of other workshops going as well. There's a small yoga thing happening this weekend. And we've got all kinds of, especially in the fall gale storm photo workshops.
Oh, wow.
Yoga, your thing, Angelo.
Yeah, it's right in my alley.
Namaste.
I don't want to actually even think about you doing yoga, but...
oh, wow. He's not the only person. Let me tell you that right now. I don't even want to think about that. But anyways, you mentioned, of course, kayaking is what you're known for in the big canoes. But how do folks have to bring their own equipment up? Like, how does it work?
No, we're full-service operation, and for kayak trips, even for our fishing trips, pretty well for everything we do, Angela, you're looking at about, say, $150 to about $300 a day, and that's all-inclusive, whether it's by kayak or whether it's staying here at the lodge doing yoga or fishing with boats. So, most people are... expect us to provide everything, and we do that. We've got a great chef on board, so,
And you cater to groups as well as individuals?
Yeah, we love groups.
Okay.
So the women's, for example, we've got a women's yoga group coming up near the end of August.
See?
Yeah,
I told you I was into yoga. Come on.
And they're from Southern Ontario, self-organized, and they're going to show up and do yoga for a couple of days and then get in the Voyager canoe and go out to the Dog River. Great for fishing, but also there's a wonderful waterfall there, Denison Falls. So it's going to be basically doing yoga on the beach, so that should be a really fantastic experience. The water is warm near the end of August, too, so...
And you know, folks might think like you're a million miles away or on another planet completely, because it certainly looks it when you get up to your area. But you know, you're talking what, an 8-hour drive from the city?
Yeah, no, I cannot lie. It's probably 10 and 11 hours, and it is a big trip, no question about it. But it works two ways, because it means that if you're going to make the commitment to come, you're not going to find a lot of other people. And that's the payoff.
No, it's fantastic. It's called Rock Island Lodge, and you can get more information at rockislandlodge.ca. I took a very scenic canoe or kayak trip, along the shorelines of Georgian Bay. And I got to tell you, you could do that for days. You could just continue stroking away and paddling away, and all the interesting markings on the various rocks and cliffs and stuff. It's just fantastic. I highly recommend it. Check them out. His name is David Wells. It's Rock Island Lodge out of Wawa, and looks like you're on a good road for a great season, my friend.
Thank you, Angelo.
David Wells, Rock Island Lodge. Check it out, rockislandlodge.ca. That's Rock Island Lodge. .ca